Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aharon ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara continues to discuss the Machlokes, the Tanakama, and the Behuda about the Chiv Mezuzah in the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Tanakama held that the Lishkas Parhedrin was Mechiv in a Mezuzah because it had a base deer for the Kohen Gadol. Since the Kohen Gadol lived there for 7 days, it was mechuyev in a mezuzah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it was potter from a mezuzah, and there was only a gzeira, shlo yomru Kohen Gadol chavish bebeisu asurim. Rava explained the machlekes is toloi, if dira ba'akarcha shmei dira or loy shmei dira. Now the Gemara brings a braisa. Kol ha-sha'arim shahayu sham loy hoya lehem mezuzah, chutz mishar niknar, shelefnim imenu lishkas parhedrin. All the sha'arim in the Beis HaMikdash did not have a mezuzah, except for the Shar Niknar, which led to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now the Gemara says, Leim Rabbanan hi v'loi Rabbi Yehuda. The Yir Rabbi Yehuda, hi gufa gzeira, v'anan nekum v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lishkas Parhedrin itself only needed a mezuzah because of gzeira. So why would it be mechay of the Shar Niknar? That's already gzeira l'gzeira. Now the truth is, what would be pshat according to the Rabbanan? What kind of din would the Shar Niknar have that it needs a mezuzah just because the Lishkas Parhedrin needed a mezuzah? So Rabbeinu Yaakov says that it would need a mezuzah midin chotzer. The Shar Niknar opened to the Azara, which was the chotzer. Inside there was the Lishkas Parhedrin, and the din is that a chotzer also needs a mezuzah. The Meiri says a different lashon. He says it was like a base shar, an outer entrance, which leads to an inner room, which was mechuyev in a mezuzah. But Pashtus is, whether it was like a chotzer or like a base shar, these are mechayiv in a mezuzah midai reisa. The din is a chotzer of a house, most Rishonim hold, that it's mechayiv in a mezuzah midai reisa. If so, what is the Gemara's kasha that according to Yehuda, it's a gzeira l'gzeira? Once they were mechayiv the Lishkas Parhedrin, they gave it a din that it needs a mezuzah, so mamel, the Shar Niknar also needed a mezuzah, midin chotzer, or midin base shar. Why is that considered two separate gzeiras? Any room that is mechuyev in a mezuzah, so a chotzer that leads to there is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. So why is it a gzeira l'gzeira? So in the Chedusha Reb Leib, Chilik Aleph Simen Yud Ches, he says, based on a yisoid that we mentioned before, he says a yisoid that the din d'rabbanon that Rabbi Yehuda holds, gzeira shel yomru kohen gadol chavish bebeis ha'asurim, is not a din chiyev mezuzah. It's not the pshat that the Chacham extended the chiyev mezuzah in such a case as well. Rather, it's a whole new concept. They were mechadish a concept that even though the room is not really mechuyev in a mezuzah, nevertheless, one should display a mezuzah on the door so that when someone walks by, he'll see that this room has a mezuzah on it. And he won't come to think the Kohen Gadol was in a place which was like a Beis HaAsurim. And if so, Reb Leib says, the Gemara is very understandable. That's called a gzeira l'gzeira. The original gzeira, shlo yomru Kohen Gadol chavish Beis HaAsurim, was mechayev to put a mezuzah on the door. But it did not make the room into a room which is really mechuyev in a mezuzah. And therefore the gzeira to display a mezuzah on the room should not be mechayev anything more than that. It should not be mechayev the chotzer or the beis shar to also be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Only where a room has a chiyev mezuzah, then the chotzer to there also is mechuyev in a mezuzah. But here the room doesn't really have a chiyev. In order to be mechayev the chotzer, you would have to make an additional gzeira. That's already a gzeira the gzeira. And that the Gemara answers, no, kula chod gzeira hi. Once they made a gzeira on the Lishkas Parhedrin itself, they also at the same time made a gzeira that the outer door also should have a mezuzah, both of them for the same purpose, shloyen rukangol chavish beis ha'asurim. It's all one gzeira. Now the Gemara continues and brings another braisa. Tana Rabbanan, b'sharecho echot shari batim, ve'echot shari chatzeirois, ve'echot shari medinois, ve'echot shari ayorois, Yesh behen chayvas mezuzah l'mokoyim, shenemar uchsavtum al mezuzah ispeisecho v'yisharecho. On this, Abaye asks Rav Safra, Hani yavulu d'machuzo, my time will of the ruhu abonan mezuzah. Why was there no mezuzah in the entrances to the wall around the city of mechuzah? And he answered back, Hanu uchuzik l'akro d'kubi hu da'avidi. They were not made to be entrances, rather they were made to hold up the binyan on top of them, the akro d'kubi. Now Rashi says, Dibar maschal avuli di mechuzah, shari ir sheshma mechuzah, v'hoyu ruban Yisrael. Rashi stresses that the rov in this city of mechuzah were Yisrael, they were Yidden. It would be mashma from Rashi that if the rov were goyim, the Gemara would not ask such a kasha. It would be poshut that it's potter from a mezuzah. And the Achronim all ask a kasha over here, why is it Talyin Roiv? The Rishash, the Kveger, the Gvur Sari, they all say that Rashi's mashma, that a city that has Roiv Goyim, is potter from a mezuzah. And they ask, L'chir, it's Tali in the Shiloh, if Shutfus Akum potters from a mezuzah. If one has a house where he lives together b'shutvus with a guy, is it mechuyiv in mezuzah or not? The Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Reish Pei Vav Sif Aleph, brings b'shem the Mordechai, that a shutvus with a guy is potter from a mezuzah. In the Hagoy Sagro over there, he brings b'shem the Rashba, who held that it's chayiv in a mezuzah. And the Achronim ask, Memonav Shach, if shutvus Akum is chayiv in a mezuzah, why should it make a difference if Roiv Akum? Even if Rav of the city is Goyim, the Maisa Yidden also live there. So they should be Mechuyiv to put a mezuzah on the wall of their city. And if you hold that Shutvus Akum is Potter, so even if Rav Yisrael, still it should be Potter. But Derech Klal, when we find the din that Shutvus Akum patters, even if the guy is one Shutvus out of many Shutvim that are Yidden, nevertheless, his Chelik patters. So what does Rashi mean to say that it's Tali in Rav? Now the Gvur Sari says that really Rashi holds Shutfus Akum is chayiv in mezuzah. Nevertheless, if Reiv are Akum and Miat are Yisrael, we'll look at the city as if it was Kulei Shon Nachrim, we'll go Basa Reiv, and we'll look at it as if the whole city is Goyim, and it will be Potter. Bari says if it will be Mechta or Mechta, you won't have Reiv in either direction, then it would be Mechuyiv in mezuzah. Because Shutfus Akum really is chayiv in mezuzah, unless you have Reiv Goyim, then you look at it as if it's Kulei Nachri and Obi Potter. Reb Kveger in Chuvus, Madura Kama, Simen Samach Vov, he wants to learn the other direction. He wants to learn Rashi that really Shutfus Akum is Potter. And really, if the Goyim were only a Miut, also it should Potter. But still he says, since if there's Reiv Yisrael, Mistoma Nikra Hi'ir Al Shem HaReiv, people call the city a Jewish city because they're the Reiv, and it looks Mechsi Ki'ilu Kol Ir Yisrael V'niten Rishus L'Nachri Logur Boy. It looks to people that it's really entirely owned by the Jews and the Goyim are not really permanent residents there, and therefore it should be Chayiv. It sounds like from Rabbi Kveger that it would only be Chayiv Midr Rabbanon. And he says, V'adayin Tzarech Iyun. He says, really, it's still Shver, it's not clear. Why does Rashi say that it should be Tali in the Reiv? Now there's another Mahalach to say Pshan and Rashi, which a few of the Achronim say, the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Mezuzah Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, the Emek Brocha, Reb Ari Pamaranchik, on page Lamed Beis, Mezuzah Ois Zayin, they say Mahalach based on the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi over here, the first Perek of Yuma, asks, what is the Pshat why Shari Ayorois and Shari Medinois are Mechuyiv in Mezuzah? V'chi Beis Dirahin? Do people live out in the city? Do they live in the country? No, they live inside the houses. So the houses are Mechuyiv in the Mezuzah. But why are the Shari Ayorois and Shari Medinois are Chayiv? On that, the Yushalmi says, Shebehein hei nechnosin lebeis dira. Because you have to get through the city to get to the house. And these Achronim explain that the Yushalmi means as follows, that the city and the Medina is not Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah mitzad atma. The only place that is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah is a place where you live, daily living, eating, sleeping. Since people don't do that out in the streets, the only reason the ear and the Medina is Chayiv is similar to the din that we find by Beis Shar. An outer area which leads to a house, it's considered also a Shar to the house. And therefore the ear and the Medina, since you have to walk through the Shar of the ear to get to the house, the Shara ear is also Mechuyiv. So it's not that the ear is a place which is Mechuyiv, rather the Shara ear is also considered like a Shara to the Bais. And that is why it's Mechuyiv in the Mezuzah. And with this, the Achreinim explain that it's not totally in the Shaila of Shutfis Akum. Shutfis Akum means if a person lives together with a guy in a house, then we have to determine, is this house Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah or not? Now here, each individual house is owned dafka by a Yid. So there's no question about the house. The house is not a Shutfus Akum. The house is definitely Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. The question is the ear also Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah? Now since we explained the Shaila that an ear should be Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah is not because the ear is Mechuyiv mitzad atzma. It's not really a place which is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. Rather, it leads to the houses. This is not only in the Shaila of Shutfus Akum. Here we have to determine a different Shaila. Here we have to determine what is the primary purpose of the walls of the city. If Reiv houses are Jewish houses, so the wall was built, be'ikr, for the Jews in the city. And the entrance to the wall is an entrance which leads to houses which are mechuyev in a mezuzah. And therefore the entrance to the city also is mechuyev in a mezuzah. However, if rave of the houses are goyim, then the wall around the city is nesiachis, it's attributed to the goyish houses, and since the goyish houses are not mechuyev in a mezuzah, and the walls of the city is to lead to those houses, so that also is not mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that is why Rashi says that Mechuzah was a city of Rav Yisrael, and therefore the wall around Mechuzah should need a mezuzah, because it was made primarily to lead to the houses which are mechuyev in a mezuzah. The Ar Sameach is talking about a shayla that he was asked, where there was an apartment building, and a few of the apartments were Jewish apartments, and some of the apartments were non-Jewish apartments. And the question was whether the hallway which led to the apartment was mechuyev in a mezuzah. And Meir Simcha answered based on this yesod. And he said, it depends what kind of hallway it is. If it's a hallway which has tashmishin, it's used for different things or used for storage, then the tzad to be mechayev in this hallway in a mezuzah is a mechayev mitzad atzma. It itself is a mokim which requires a mezuzah. And then it would be totally if it should in shutfus akum. Since both the Jews and the non-Jews use this hallway, they both have access, it's made for their use. So if you hold shutfus akum is chayev, then it's chayev mezuzah. And if you hold shutfus akum is potter, it's potter mezuzah. It would not make a difference who the roiv is. Even if one Jew lives there, if you hold shutfus akum does not potter, then it would be mechuyev in mezuzah. And if you hold shutfus akum does potter from a mezuzah, even one guy living there would be enough to potter. However, he says, if the purpose of the hallway is to lead to the houses, it's not a mokum which has tashmishin on its own, it's just an entranceway to get to the houses, then he says it's not totally in the shayla of shutfus akum, it's totally in what the roiv is. In order to determine what is the primary purpose of this hallway, is the primary purpose to lead to the Jewish houses or to the non-Jewish houses? If the roiv of the apartments are Jewish apartments, then the hallway is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. If the roiv of the apartments are non-Jewish apartments, it will be potter, because the primary purpose of this hallway is to lead to the non-Jewish apartments. Now there's a similar shayla that the Achrenim discuss as far as Shari Chatzeres. The braisa at the bottom of the Omer learns from the pasuk b'sha'arecha, echad shari batim, v'echad shari chatzeres, v'echad shari medinois. And what exactly is this din that a shar hachotzer is mechuyev in a mezuzah? And here the same shayla is negea. Is it the pshat that a chotzer on its own is a mokoyim which is mechayev a mezuzah? Or is the pshat because through the chotzer one gets into the bayis? Now Achrenim discussed this shayla in the Chiddush Rebleib Simen Yud Zayin. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Parsha Sedura Ois Chofei, they discuss this shayla, and they say it would seem to be totally in a machlokes rishonim. There's a sugya in Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis which says Pischei Shamoi Potter Min HaMezuzah. What is a Pischei Shamoi? One pshat in the Gemara is Pesach She'ein Lo Tikra. A room that does not have a Tikra. What does that mean, it doesn't have a Tikra? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi says either the Pesach itself does not have a Tikra, meaning a mashkaif. In other words, the horizontal part of the doorway is not there, so that's called a Pischei Shamoi. The second pshat of Rashi is that the room itself does not have a tikra. That would be a room which is potter in mezuzah. Now Tosis over there in Menachos asks on Rashi, how can we suggest that a room without a tikra is potter from mezuzah? We know that a chotzer is chayv in mezuzah. Tosis quotes Agamor and Yuma Dafir Alf, which learns from a pasuk that Shari Chatzir is chayv in mezuzah. And if a chotzer which has no roof is mechuyev in mezuzah, why should a house, a room, without a roof be any worse? That's Tosfos's kasha. The Rosh as well, in the back of Menachos, Hilchos Mezuzah, the end of Simen Yud Aleph, asks this kasha. Now the Rosh gives a teretz. The Rosh says you cannot compare a house without a roof to a chotzer. He says, a chotzer, darko liyos kach, umeshamish ledira sabatim, avobayis ein eroi lebeis dira kasheini mekura. A chotzer is used as a service area for the house. It's used for the needs of the people living in the house. They do their laundry. Other things are done in the chotzer. That can serve its purpose very well, even though there is no roof there. Whereas a bayis, a house, cannot be used as a normal mokim dira if it does not have a roof. And therefore the Rosh says that a bayis without a roof is potter from a mezuzah. Whereas a chotzer Even though there's no roof, it's mechuyev in a mezuzah. The Beis Yosef and Simen Reish Pei Vav brings b'shem Rabbeinu Manoach, who has a different teretz to Tosfos's kasha, and he says va'af agav d'shari chatzeres chayovin hosom shebatim mekurois psuchos l'chatzeres. He says the reason why shari chotzer is chayiv, even though a house without a roof is not chayiv, is because the chotzer opens to a house which has a roof. It would seem that Rabbeinu Manoach means to say that as long as the house itself is mechuyev in a mezuzah, and the house has a roof, so therefore it's mechuyev, so the chotzer which leads to the house is mechuyev as well. And Reb Leib and Reb Chaim Kanievsky and other Achronim as well, they explain that there's a machlekes between the Rishonim, what exactly is the yesod of the chiyuv of a chotzer. According to the Rosh, the pshat is that a chotzer is mechuyev mitzad atzma. It's a mokim where the hishtamshus is done, and if any doorway that gets into this mokim of the hishtamshus of a chotzer is mechuyev in a mezuzah. And therefore they say that as long as it can serve its purpose without a roof, so that's fine, it's a mokim which is mechayev in mezuzah. Whereas Rabbeinu Manoach held that the whole reason a chotzer is chayiv is because one goes through the chotzer to get to the house. So as long as the house has the conditions that are necessary to be mechayiv in a mezuzah, then the chotzer in front of it as well is mechayiv in a mezuzah. They bring the Loshon of Rambam, Perek Yud, Hilchos Mezuzah, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Echad shari chatzerois, ve'echad shari mevuois, ve'echad shari medinois, ve'ayorois, hakol chayovim be'mezuzah. The Rambam seems to take on this tzad that all these are mechuyev in mezuzah. A shara chotzer, shara ear, is because it leads to a house which is mechuyev in mezuzah. It would be mashma that the ear and the chotzer itself is not a mokum which is mechuyev in mezuzah. Rather, since one goes through them to get to the house, so the shara ear or the shara chotzer is considered an additional entranceway which eventually leads to the house, and therefore it's mechuyev in a mezuzah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky there says the nafkamina between these rishonim, what will be a chotzer which is less than arba amos al arba amos? He quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Yud Aleph that says a chotzer less than 4x4 is not chazi lemilsei. That's not a size which can be used for the functions of a chotzer. And he says, what would be the din? Will such a shar chotzer be mechuyev in a mezuzah? And he says, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, the reason why a chotzer is mechuyev in a mezuzah is because one walks through there to get to the house. And therefore, even if the chotzer does not have the normal conditions of a chotzer, nevertheless, it will be mechuyev in a mezuzah. However, according to the Rosh, that a chotzer is mechuyev because of the hishtamshus which is done there, if so, it would have to be a chotzer where the proper hishtamshus of a chotzer can be done. And less than arba amos al arba amos is not a normal size for a chotzer. Al kaponim, we have a machlokes rishonim. What is the gedder of the chiyuv chotzer? According to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Manoach, the chiyuv chotzer is because it leads to a house. According to the Rosh, it's a chiyuv mitzad atzma. This is similar to the nidin that we spoke about by Shari Ayorois. We said over there as well, the ear is not mechuyev mitzad atzma. It's mechuyev because it leads to the houses. Now back to our sugya, it would seem we can ask a starker kasha from our sugya. The Gemara says that Shari Niknor was mechuyev in a mezuzah because it led to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now the Shari Niknor was the main entrance that one entered to get to the chotzer of the Mishkan. Now surely most of the people that were coming through the Shari Niknor were not on the way to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So the same way we explained by ear, that since the chiyuv is not the ear mitzad atzma, rather because through the ear one gets into the batim, and Rashi was meduik therefore that it's totally in the roiv, so here as well, most of the people going through Shara Niknor are not going to a mokim which is mechuyev in a mezuzah. They're going into the chotzer, the azara, and the azara was not mechuyev mitzad atzma. There was no hishtamshus done in the chotzer which would be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Even the Kohen Gadol, when he lived in Lishkas Parhedrin, did not use the chotzer for his own purposes, like a chotzer usually is used. So the chotzer mitzad atzma was potter. So how can we say that Shara Niknor was mechuyev because it led to the Lishkas Parhedrin? We should go basarayv. Most people coming through Shara Niknor were going to places which were not mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Pirush on Masechtos Mezuzah, in the Parasha Sedura Ois Lamed Aleph, says this is the pshat in the Girsa of the Goyin. On the side of the Gemara, the Agoy Sagra was Geris instead of Shar Niknor, he was Geris Shar Hamayim. What is Shar Hamayim? The Gemara later on Daf Yud Tes Omer Aleph says that the Shar HaMayim was on the Durham side of the Azara and was right next to the Lishkas Parhedrin. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Groin was bothered by this Kasha. How could we be Mechayev the Shar Niknar? The Iker was not to come in from there into the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Iker was to go through to places which were not Mechayev in Mezuzah. So he was Geres Shar HaMayim, which was right next to Lishkas Parhedrin, and perhaps the Iker of Shar HaMayim was to go from there into the Lishkas Parhedrin. And therefore the Shar HaMayim itself would also be Mechayev in Mezuzah. Now the truth is that Tosfos Rid and our sugya asks, why is it that the Shar Niknar was the Shar that was Mechayev in the Mezuzah? We know that the Lishkas Parhedrin was on the Durham side of the Azara. According to Waman Omar and the Futasim and Aleph, it was on the Tzofin side. And he says that there were other Sha'arim which were closer to there, and Mistama, those were the Sha'arim that were used to get into the Lishkas Parhedrin. So those are the Sha'arim which would be Mechayev in Mezuzah. And Eina Chanami, according to the Gaon, the proper Gersa of the Gemara is a Gufa like that Kasha. The proper Gersa is that the Shar HaMayim, that was the Shar that was Mechayev in Mezuzah, and that would answer the Kasha that we asked. Why should the Shar Niknar be Mechuyiv, but most people going through Shar Niknar are not going to a Mokim which was Mechuyiv in Mezuzah? But if you're going with Shar HaMayim, that's very good. Shar HaMayim was Baker used to go into the Lishkas Parhedrin, which is a Mokim which is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. Now we have here the Sugya of Besa Eitris. The Gemara discusses different types of storehouses, Besa Tevin, Besa Bokor, Besa Eitzim, and we have a Machlokes of Kahano and Rev Yehuda. How to explain the Machloikis Tanoim? According to both Chitas, there's a Machloikis Tanoim over here. Rav Kahana learns the Machloikis is whether a Stam Besa Evin or Besa Bokar or Besa Eitzim is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. The first Tano that he brought that says Besa Tevin, Besa Bokar, Besa Eitzim, Besa Eitzreis, Pturim in a Mezuzah, Mipnei Shahanoshim Ra'isas Behem, Rav Kahana learns it means Reichetzeis Behem. This Tano holds that a Stam Besa Eitzer would be Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. The only reason to patter it is if Noshim were Reichetzeis. And the Braisa later on, down at the bottom of the Omid, there's a Machlekes Tanoim, and Rav Kahana Metaris Tlatayimei, Rav Kahana learns the Machlekes that the Tanakama holds, were Memayit from the Pasuk of Beitzcha, Beitzcha is Dafka HaMeyuchin Lecha, Pratl Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBokor, Beis HaEitzim. This Tana holds that a Stam Mokoim of Eitzer is Potter from HaMezuzah, the Yeisha Mechayvin. The second Shita holds that all Batei Eitzeris bestam their Mechuyiv. Unless they're used for Noshim Reichetzois, then they'll be Potter. Rav Yehuda, the second Shita, he holds that there's no Tana who holds that a Stam Beis HaEitzer is Mechuyiv in HaMezuzah. He holds the Machlekes later on, the Tanakama holds and even the Yesh Mechayvim, it's only if the Noshim are Miskashtos Behem. But everyone's maskim that a Stam Mokoim that's used for storage is Potter from a Mezuzah. In the end, the Maskana of the Gemara comes out to Yufto Derev Yehuda, because we definitely have at least one Tana who holds that a storage area is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. However, even though we paskin like Rav Kahana, Gemara leaves off with a tiyufta der of Yehuda. Nevertheless, even according to Rav Kahana, there was a machloikis. So how do we paskin halacha lemaisa? So both the Rosh and the Rif, the Rosh and Hilchas Mezuzah, the halachas sektanos ois tesvav, he paskins beis hatevim, beis haitzer, beis haitzim, beis habokor chayovin in Mezuzah. He holds like the Tano that they're mechuyiv in Mezuzah, unless if noshim areichtos, then they're potter. The Rif as well paskins that all these storage areas are mechuyiv in a mezuzah. The Rambam, on the other hand, Perek Vov, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam paskins Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzreis, Peturim in a mezuzah. Shenemar Beischa Miyuchel Lecha Prad Le'elu. He paskins like the Tanakamo, who is made from the word Beischa, anything which is not used for his own personal use, only for a storage area, that's Potter. And the Rambam continues, unless it's Noshim Miskash Toishmehem, if the woman use it to apply their cosmetics, that's enough of a reason to be mechayiv in a mezuzah. The Kesef Mishnah there discusses why the Rambam paskined like the Man Omar who pattered. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, since we don't know who the Tanoim are, we don't know the different cheetahs, who exactly these Tanoim are, so we can't follow the usual rules which dictate which Tana to paskin like. And in addition, we have Rav Yehuda who wanted to say that really no one holds your mechayiv. And the Kesef Mishnah adds, the Maschmois of the Sugya is that Rav Yehuda was the Rebbe of Rav Kahana. It says, Toni Rav Kahana Kameid Rav Yehuda. Therefore, the Rambam paskins, like the Man Omar, that these Batei Eitzreis are Potter from a Mezuzah. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Pei Vov, Seif Beis, Paskins like the Rosh and the Rif. He says, Beis HaTevin, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBokar, Chayovin Bim Bezuzo. Vim Noshim Reichetzo Yisbehem, Kivan Sha'im Deis Shama Rumois, Ein Foy Chumayim Niyois Sham Bezuzo. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and this is Aloch HaLamaisa, that all types of storage areas, or a garage, is Mechuyivin Mezuzah, unless it's Noshim Reichetzo. Now as far as the din of Noshim Reichetzo, Rashi explains in the Sugya, what's the problem with Noshim Reichetzo? Rashi says, it's Gnayu, Sha'im Deis Shama Rumois, Ein Foy Chumayim, Liyois Sham Mezuzah. And that's the lashon of the Mechaber as well. The reason why it's potter is because it's not kvod shemayim to put a mezuzah there if women are there undressed. Now the truth is, this svar is not so poshut, because in the Braisa later on, which Rav Kana explained, the machlokes tanoim, whether a Braisa Oitzer is mechuyiv in mezuzah or not, and according to the Yesh Mechayvim, the Braisa continues that even if you're mechuyiv in a Braisa Oitzer, but Braisa Kisei, Braisa Bursiki, Braisa Merchetz, Braisa Tzvil, you're potter, Visha Noshim Noisis Behem, which means Noshim Reichetzis, they're also your potter. And the Gemara continues, what's the difference? Why does it have to say Noshim Noisis if it already says Beis HaMerchetz? And the Gemara says, one's Merchetz the Rabbim, one's Merchetz the Yochid. Salkodai the Chamina, Merchetz the Rabbim, the Nofish Zuamei, they're your potter. Avo Merchetz the Yochid, loin Nofish Zuamei, Eimel Lechai, Vimezuzo Kamash Molon. The Pashas of the Gemara is that the Kamash Malon is that you're potter, because even though it's a Merchatz Tiyochid, nevertheless there still is Zuhamba. However, according to Rashi, that's not the Pshat. The reason you're potter is because they're Noshim or Oimdeis Shama Rumois. And the Siach Yitzchak points this out, and he says, we'll have to learn, according to Rashi, that when the Gemara says Kamash Malon, the Gemara means that Kamash Malon you're potter not because of the Zuhamba, Kamash Malon you're potter for a different reason. The Zuhamba would not be enough of a reason to patter by a Merchatz de Yochid, and the reason you're patter is because Noshim Oimdes Shama Rumais. Now this din of Noshim Reichetzais, the truth is we only find this in the Sigya as far as a Beis HaOitzer, a Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, that's where the Gemara says a Ptur if Noshim Reichetzais. The original Braisa that Rav Kana quoted said so. It said that if Noshim Noisais, then even though it's Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBokar is usually Mechuyiv, but if they're Noshim HaReichetzais, then you'll be Potter. And additionally, in the Braisa later on, with the Machlekes Tanoim, the Braisa says, according to Rav Kahana, that even though you're Mechuyiv, according to the Yesh Mechayvim, you're Mechuyiv by Beis HaOitzer, nevertheless, if Noshim HaReichetzais, you're Potter. And Rashi, Dibur HaMaschel, Vishan Noshim Noisais, Rashi says, Kloimar, Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim, Shanoshim Reichetzis Behem, they're your potter. Rashi stresses as well that when the Braisa says that Noshim Noisa is your potter, it's going back on Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBokar, Beis HaEitzim. It's not referring to a regular Mokum Dira. It's referring to this storage area, which according to the Yesh Mechayvim is Mechayvim and Mezuzah. The Braisa is telling us, but if Noshim Reichetzis, then you're potter. So we've only seen this ptur of Noshim Reichetzis in an area which is anyways not a real Mokim Dira. Therefore, La Halacha L'Maisa, place can bring down that if, for example, you have a large walk-in closet, which is really a storage area, it's not used for kishrut or other purposes, it's used just for storage, and in addition, sometimes Noshim are Oimdeis Shama Rumais, then you'll have the same ptur that we have in the Sugya. It's a Beis HaOitzer, which has a tashmish of Gnai, and therefore it's potter from a mezuzah. Another example that Pesach can give is a garage, which also is not a real Mokim Dira, it's like a Beis HaOitzer. And if there are dirty diapers there on a general basis, perhaps that will also be potter, because an area which is Beis HaOitzer, a Gnai is enough to potter that room. But what about a real living quarters? A room which is mamish a Mokim Dira, will there be a ptur as well if there's a tashmish gnai done there? So the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Pei Vov brings a shita of the Maharam that a bedroom of a husband and a wife is potter from a mezuzah. He says if Noshim Reichetzis paters, Kolshkein Cheder Ish VeIshtoi pater. And the Beis Yosef over there argues. First of all, he says the Kavachomer is not conclusive, because the level of exposure in the area of Noshim Reichetzis can be greater than a cheder of Ish VeIshtoi. And second of all, he says, even Rechitza would not pattern in a real Mokim Dira. He says the only ptur that we found is in a beis atevin, a beis abakar. There we found that rechitza is enough to pater that room. But a beis dira mamish, a room which is used mamish as a bedroom or for real living purposes, as opposed to a storage area, that room we do not find that a tashbish of gnai could pater the room. And the Rama in Simon Reish Peivov, Siv Beis, he's going back on which the Mechaber paskind that Beis HaTevin, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBokar, if Noshem HaReichetoy, send your potter. And the Rama says, V'dafka Elu, only these storage areas we pater when there's a tashbish of gnai. Avo cheder mamish, a real room, afilu makam she'ish v'ishto yeshenim, u'meshamshim ba, chayiv b'mezuzah. V'yesh makilim, he brings a second shita that says, no, kol makam she'noshim sheikhva is potter b'mezuzah. The second shita holds any bedroom where women live, that could be potter from a mezuzah, because that has a certain gnai to it. And the Hagoy Sagro, the Goyin says, the machlokes is in Ersugya. The first shita of the Rama holds the only place we found that Noshim Reichetois can pater is in a storage area, but in a real room, it's mashma that there wouldn't help if Noshim Reichetois. And the second shita holds that the only reason we spoke about a storage room is because that's a normal case, Urcha de Milsa Nokat. The Gemara spoke about a case that it's more normal for Noshim to be Reichetois. But Einichanami, if they would be Reichetois in a regular room of the house, that would also be enough to pater. And therefore this shita holds that a cheder of ish v'ishtoi is potter from a mezuzah. Now what exactly is the hesber of this Beis Yosef? Why should there be a chilek? Why should Noshim Reichetois only pater a storage area and not a real room? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Peivav Oisir Beis, gives a little bit of an explanation. And he says that a room which is anyways not a real dira, it's not used for a person's personal needs. So then already, the Tashbish of Gnai defines the room as a makom of gnai. He says, "If noshim harechitzos mikri habayis al shem harechitza, this room becomes the room of rechitza. But a beis dira mamish le mikri al shem harechitza. That's the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. And he seems to be, he means to say that a room where real tashmishim are done, then the fact that sometimes the tashmish of gnai is also done, that does not define the essence of the room. Where the room is only used for a person's property, then the occasional hishtamshus of gnai could define the room as a makam of gnai. And the chur, he means to say that then already would go into the same category of a beis akisei, a beis amerchatz, which the Braisa says that it's a dira she'inish shal kovay. And this makam as well will be called a dira she'inish shal kovay. This room, which is not a standard living area, by occasionally using it for a tashbish of gnai, that can turn it into a room which is a dira she'inish shal kovay. Now we should add that even though halacha lemaisa we hold that a cheder of ish v'isha is mechuyiv in mezuzah, nevertheless the din is that the mezuzah has to be either on the other side of the door, or it has to be covered with two coverings. The Taz in Simen Reish Peivov Sifkatan Hei discusses this. The Mishnah Brura as well in Simen Mem Sifkatan Zayin discusses the halacha that any place where Tashbish Amita is done, the Svarim in the room have to be covered with two coverings, and therefore mezuzah as well. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Peivov Sif Hei talks about a room where a Tinoik is Metanif, a place where there's Tzoya from a Tinoik. He says the mezuzah has to be covered. Now from here we see, and even in a room which is mechuyiv in a mezuzah, but there's an additional din that any tashmish of gnai cannot be done in front of the mezuzah. The mezuzah has to be covered. And we see from here that when we talk about a tashmish of gnai and the chi of mezuzah, there are two separate dinim. There's one din that if tashmish of gnai is done in a room, which we said is only a room of beis ha'itzar, not a real makam dira, but if there's a tashmish gnai in the beis ha'itzar, that's enough to pater the room, meaning the room is not mechuyiv b'chlal. Even if one can put a mezuzah on the other side of the door, or he can cover it, he doesn't have to. The room is a room which is pater. The tashmish of gnai defines this room as a room which is oimid for gnai, and it has no chiyuv mezuzah b'chlal. And when Rashi Narsugya says, it's the gnai who sha'oim teis shamarum eis ve'im kvoit shamayim li yois sham mezuzah, Rashi does not mean to say that it's a gnai for the mezuzah to be open in front of a place where a tashmish of gnai is going on. Because if the problem is you can't do a tashmish gnai in front of a mezuzah, then that din would be true even in a real makam dira. Not just in a beis ha'oitzar. And like we explained, the sugya's mashma that only a beis ha'itzer has this p'tur if there's a tashmish gnai going on in the room. And therefore, we see that this din is a p'tur on the room. And even if one can cover the mezuzah or put it on the other side of the door, there's no need for that. This is a room which has a p'tur. There's an additional din that even in a room which is mechuyev, like in a real makom dira, where tashmish gnai does not pater the room, there's a second din that any tashmish of gnai cannot be done in front of an open mezuzah, and that's mechayev one to either put mezuzah on the other side of the door or to cover it with two coverings. Now the Braisa on Amud Beis discusses about a mezuzah on Harabayis Halashokois V'Hazoris, and the Braisa says, the pasuk says, "Bayis ma bayis shu choil af kol shu choil yosu elu shehein kodesh." The Braisa says that all of these areas are potter from mezuzah because they are kodesh. Now the Tosis Rosh over here, as well as the Tosis Ishanim and the Ritva, they discuss who does this Braisa go according to. We had a machlokes earlier on Daf Yud about the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Rabbanim were mechayiv Lishkas Parhedrin in a mezuzah, and Rabbi Yehuda said it's potter because Dira Bal Karcha Loishma Dira. And the Yushanim asked that this Braisa definitely cannot go according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were mechayiv a mezuzah and Lishkas Parhedrin. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosis of Rosh asks, the reason why he's potter, the Gemara says earlier, is because it's a Dira Bal Karcha Loishma Dira. Here the Braisa seems to say a different reason, because it's a Mokom Kodesh. The Tosis of Shalom and the Ritva add that why didn't the Gemara say that this is the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, who Lishkas Parhedrin is potter, the Gemara should have explained, not because it's a Dira Bal Karcha, rather because it's a Mokom Kodesh. And they say that if so, if that was the reason Rabbi Yehuda was pattering, then the whole Gzeiro, Shlo Yoimru Kohen Godol Chavosh Bebeisa Asurim, would not make sense. Bishma, if the reason Rabbi Yehuda says your potter is because it's a Dira Bal Karcha, then we understand. It may look like a Beis HaAsurim. So the Rabbanan were Mechayiv and Mezuzah, Shlo Yoimru Kohen Godol Chavosh Bebeisa Asurim. But if the reason your potter is because it's a Mokom Kodesh, then the whole Gzeira would not make sense. And therefore the Gemara cannot explain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda because it's a Mokom Kodesh. The Gemara explains because it's a Dira Bal Karcha. So who does this Braisa fit with? And the Tosis of Rosh is Mechadish. He says that Ein Echanami Lekuli Yalma, both according to the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, Midai Raisa, the Lishkas Parhedrin is Potter because it's a Mokom Kodesh. And the whole Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is Midai Rabbanon. The Shita of the Tanakama is that Lishkas Parhedrin was Mechuyiv because there was a Mokom Dir for the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, since the inequivalent Mokom Dir would be Mechuyiv, so this Mokom Dir, even though it was in a Mokom Kodesh, was Mechuyiv Darabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Dira Bal Karcha Loishma Dira. So this type of Dira, even if it wasn't here in Har Habayis, it would be Potter. So therefore, even Darabanan, you're Potter. And there's a different reason why you're Chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shloyen Rukhain Godol Chavosh Bebeisa Asurim. Now we should point out over here that the Gemara really on Daf Yud Aleph from Med Aleph was Mashma that according to the Rabbanan, Lishkas Parhedrin needed a Mezuzah Midai Reisa. Because the Gemara said, why is Shar Nikdar Mechuyiv in Mezuzah? Shalifnim Emenu Lishkas Parhedrin. And the Gemara says that according to Yehuda, it's already a Gzeira L'Gzeira. The Gemara was Mashma that according to the Rabbanon, we understand why Shar Nikdar is Mechuyiv, because Lishkas Parhedrin is Mechuyiv Midai Reisa. According to the Rosh, Taisus HaRosh, even according to the Rabbanon, Lishkas Parhedrin was not Mechuyiv Midai Reisa. Now it would seem this also we can explain according to the Yisrael that we've said before from Reb Leib. Because according to the Tosis HaRosh, Lamaisa, both Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda are only Mechayiv Lishkas Parhedrin Midai Rabbanon. But it's a different gather. The Tanakama holds that it's Mechuyiv because it was a Mokom Dira. And even though this Mokom Dira is Potter because it was a Mokom Kodesh, nevertheless, Midai Rabbanon it's Mechuyiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no real Chiyiv Mezuzah Bechlal. It's the Gzeiro Shlayim Rukhain Godol Chavish Beisa Asurim, according to Reb Leib, that's a new type of din. It's not the same gedder, it's not a chiv mezuzah. It's just a takana to have a mezuzah displayed on the door. And therefore the Gemara says, Bishlama, according to the Shita of the Tanakamo, Ein Echanami Lishkas Parhedrin was only mechuyiv Midai Rabbanan. But once there was a chiv mezuzah, then Memela Shar Nikdar was also mechuyiv. That was the shah that led into the chotzer, which had the Lishkas Parhedrin off of it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no chiyuv mezuzah bechlal, it's just a takana shlo yoimru kohen gadol chavosh to have a mezuzah displayed there. Therefore, the Gemara asks, why should Shar Nikdar also have? There must be a gzeira l'gzeira, that must be an additional gzeira. And that the Gemara answers, no, kula echad gzeira. Now the Ritva over here on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph proves from this Gemara that according to the Tanakhama that was Mechayiv Lishkas Parhedrin, he's Mechayiv Midai Raisa, because the Gemara only asks according to Behuda that Shar Niknar is Gzeira Ligzeira. And therefore the Ritva asks on Yud Aleph from Beis, who is this Tana that holds that any place which is a Mokam Kaddish is Potter? It's not according to the Rabbanan, it's not according to Rabbi Yehuda. He holds not like the Toysus of Rashi. He doesn't want to say that even according to the Tana Kama, it was only Yechiv Midar Rabbanan. And therefore this Tana on Yud Aleph from Abayis who patters any Mokam Kaddish, he cannot fit according to the Tana Kama who is Mechayiv Lishkas Parhedrin. That Tana held that even Midar Raisa it's Mechayiv. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, cannot fit either. Because Rabbi Yehuda gives a different reason, like the Gemara explains, because it's a Dira Ba'al Korcho, and that's why you're Potter. He doesn't say because it's a Mokam Kodesh. And like the Ritva says, because if the reason Rabbi Yehuda would Potter is because it's a Mokam Kodesh, then the Gzeira Shleim Rukhan Gondel Chavish Pabesa Asurim would not apply. Now perhaps we can add that this Ritva on Yud Aleph from Med Aleph, who was Mechiach from the Gemara that the Tanakama must hold that Lishkas Perhedron was Mechui Midai Reisa, from the fact that the Gemara did not ask on the Rabbanon that it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira, the Gemara only asked on Rabbi Yehuda. This perhaps we can explain based on the Shita of the Ritva, who holds that any Chaser Bechlal is only Mechuyiv Midei Rabbanon. And therefore the Ritva perhaps held that if the Tanakama, who was Mechayiv Lishkas Parhedrin, was only Mechayiv Midei Rabbanon, the Gemara here also should have asked that it's Gzeira L'Gzeira. Because if the Tanakama held that Lishkas Parhedrin was Mechuyiv Midei Rabbanon, why should there be Gezer on Shar Niknar, which was the entrance to the Chotzer of the Lishkas Parhedrin? That would be a Gzeira Darabonon on a Gzeira Darabonon. The first Gzeira that Lishkas Parhedrin should be Mechuyiv, and the Din Chotzer, which is anyways always a Din Darabonon, would be an additional Gzeira. That would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. However, most Rishonim L'Maisa hold that a Chotzer is Mechuyiv Midai Reisa. And if so, we can explain the Tosfos of Rosh, that even though Lishkas Parhedrin is always Mechuyiv only Midarabonon, according to the Tosfos Rosh, because according to everyone, there's no Chiyuv Daraisa because it's a Mokam Kodesh, and the Rabbonon, who hold that Lishkas Parhedrin is Mechuyiv, there the Gemara does not ask it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira, because the Bederach Klal Adin is that a Chotzer of an area which is Mechuyiv is also Mechuyiv on a Daraisa level. So here, the Lishkas Parhedrin, which was the one Darabonon, Mamelo, the Chotzer will also be Mechuyiv, that's not a Darabonon on a Darabonon. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there we explain, like Rabbi Leib, that even the Lishkas Parhedrin itself is not really a Chiyuv Midarabonon. That's a new type of Gzeira Shloyem Rukhan Godel Chavish Beisa Asurim. And therefore the Gemara asks that to be Mechayiv the Chotzer, even if in general a Chotzer of an area which is Mechuyiv makes the Chotzer also Mechuyiv Midaraisa, but here the area itself, Lishkas Parhedrin, doesn't even have a Chiyuv Midarabonon. So why should Shar Niknar also be Mechuyiv? That already would require a second Gzeira. That the Gemara says is a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Al-Kaponim, the Ritva leaves off as a Kasha. Who does this Braisa fit with? It's not like the Tanakama, and it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's another Mahalach in the Sugya to answer, how does this Braisa fit with Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? The Rambam, in Perek Vov, Halocha Vov, the Rambam says, Harabayis, Halashokois, Vazorois, Bote Knesios, Bote Medroshois, She'ein Behen Beis Dira, Pturim, Lefi She'im Kodesh. The Rambam paskins this din, that any Mokom which is Kodesh is Potter from a Mezuzah, but he adds in all these places, She'ein Behen Beis Dira. And the same Rambam continues later on, he says, Kola Sha'orim, Shehayu b'migdosh lohayu lehem mezuzah chutz mishar niknar shelefnim emenu lishkas parhedrin v'pnei shalishka azois hayusah beis dira l'kayin gadol b'shivah simei aprisho. The Rambam seems to say that this din that a mokam kodesh is potter is only if it doesn't have a beis dira. In the Hagoyis of Kveger on the Rambam, he brings b'shem the siach Yitzchok that the difference between lishkas parhedrin and other mokamis in the beis hamikdash was that Lishkas Parhedrin, it was mutter for the Kohen Gadol to live there. The Siach Yisroel quotes a Ritva that it says, what is the pshat why the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit there? What happened to the din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'al Zara? And the Ritva says that it was made al das, mitchila, that the Kohen Gadol should be able to live there, therefore it did not have Isser Yeshiva. And the Siach Yisroel says, since it was a mokim that was designated mitchila as a mokim dear for the Kohen Gadol, it's different than other Mekamis in the Beis HaMikdash. Other Mekamis in the Beis HaMikdash were not made to be a Mokam Dira. And therefore, other Mekamis were not Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. Whereas Lishkas Parhedrin was Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah because it's supposed to be a Mokam Dira. The Siach Yitzchak understands that when the Gemara says that any place in the Beis Hamikdash was potter because it was a Mokim Kodesh, it's not the pshat that Mokim Kodesh Be'etzem is a reason to potter from a mezuzah. Rather, it means that a Mokim which was used for Tashmishei Kedusha, it wasn't used as normal living quarters. It was a Mokim for Avodah, it was a Mokim that the Kelim which were used for Avodah were stored. That is not a reason to be Mechayiv in mezuzah. Tashmishin of Kedusha is not enough to be Mechayiv in mezuzah. Only Tashmishin Dira is Mechayiv in mezuzah. And therefore only Lishkas Parhejin, which was made Mitchila, with das that someone will live there, that was allowed to be used as a Mokim Dira, whereas other places were not allowed to be used as a Mokim Dira. And therefore the Siach Yitzchak says, that's the pshat, why the Lishkas Parhejin was Mechayiv, even though it was a Mokim Kodesh. And that Kveger understands B'das Rambam as well. The Rambam says that the whole din that a Mokim Kodesh was potter, that's if it does not have a base dira. The Loshon HaMe'iri, the beginning of Daf Yud, is like this as well. He says, Ein abayis chay b'mezuzah elam kein hoysa by dira she'el choyl. Hoim hoysa by dira she'el choyl, afo b'she gufay kodesh chay b'mezuzah. A Mokim Kodesh is chay b'mezuzah as long as it has in it a dira she'el choyl. And he continues later on, he says, Lishkas Parhedrin, Hoysa Badira Shel Choyl, and therefore it was Mechuyev. The Meiri understands like this as well. Mokim Kodesh is not Be'etzim Maptur. It's just that Mokim Kodesh, the normal way Mokim Kodesh is used, that's not enough to be Mechayiv in Mezuzah. But if there's a Dira Shel Choyl, a Dira which is used the way a normal Mokim Dira is used to live in, there, even if it's in a Mokim Kodesh, will be Mechuyev in a Mezuzah. So we have a machlokes Rishonim how to understand this din that the Braisa says that a Mokim Kodesh is potter. The Ritva, the Tosis Rishonim, and the Tosis Arosh understood that a Mokim Kodesh is a reason to potter from a Chiyuv Mezuzah. And therefore they did not understand how this Braisa fits with the machlokes the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda who discussed the Chiyuv by Lishkas Parhedrin. They're bothered by it should be potter because it's in Mokim Kodesh. The Rambam and the Meiri understand that Mokim Kodesh is not a reason to potter from a Mezuzah. Any place that's used as a Mokim Dira, the way normal living quarters are used, even if it happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash, will be Mechuyev in Mezuzah. And therefore there's no Kasha, how the Machlokes Tanakama and Behuda by Lishkas Parhedrin will fit with this Braisa that says that a Mokim Kodesh is Potter. Now one last point we'll discuss is the Sugya of Shar HaModai, an arched doorway. The Gemara brings a Machlokes to Rav Meir and Rabbanon about a Shar HaModai. And there's a machlokes Rishonim how to learn the sugya, which is negeya also halacha lemaisa. Shitas Rashi is that the nidin of Shar HaModai is that a doorway has to have a minimum opening to be considered a normal Pesach. And the normal size of a Pesach is 4 tvachim wide by 10 tvachim high. If the entranceway has this minimum size, then the way Rashi learns, it does not matter what shape the doorway is bichlal. Even if the entire doorway will be an arch, starting from the floor all the way up, it's in the shape of an arch, Rashi will hold that it's mechuyev in a mezuzah, as long as there's an opening of 4 by 10. The machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim is, if there's not an opening by 4 by 10, rather at the bottom, where the doorway begins, it is 4 tvachim wide, but as it goes up, before it reaches the height of 10 tvachim, it already becomes narrower than 4 tvachim. And the Gemara says that according to the Chachamim, it is not mechuyev in a mezuzah. And according to the Meir, he holds of a concept called chikik in lahashlim, and it will be mechuyev in a mezuzah. And the Gemara says that we need three conditions, according to the Meir, to say the din of chikikin. The first one is that there has to be a regel of gimel tvachim. Regel, according to Rashi, means the part of the doorway which is still 4 tvachim wide. So as long as for 3 tvachim high, it is still 4 tvachim wide, you have the first condition. The second condition is that at the peak of the arch, all the way at the top, it reaches 10 tvachim high. And the third condition is that it's yeshba kedei lachrik. There has to be walls on the side. In other words, the wall has to continue beyond the doorway, that there is place to chisel away and make it 4 tvachim wide. If you have these three conditions, according to Rav Meir, it will be mechuyev in a mezuzah. This is Shitas Rashi, that the din of Shar HaModai is a minimum shear, how wide and how high a doorway has to be to be considered a doorway. But there's no condition about how the tzura of the Pesach has to be. There's no condition that there has to be any straight mezuzah or straight mashkoif. The Rambam is a different Shita. The Rambam in Perek Vov Hilchas Mezuzah Halacha Dawud says, "Bayis sheyesh le mezuzah mikan u'mezuzah mikan. The sides are straight mezuzahs. V'kibo k'min keshes al shteya mezuzahs. On the top, there is no perpendicular mashkoif. Rather, there is a kibo. There's a domed shape mashkoif. Im yesh begoyve hamezuzahs atzvar asar tvachim a yoiser. If the height of the mezuzahs are at least 10 tvachim, chayiv b'mezuzah." The im ein ba asara potter mipnei she ein loy mashkoif. So firstly, the Rambam does not mention anything about four tvachim wide. It's clear that the Rambam holds not like Rashi, and that the nidin in the sugya is not about the minimum opening of a Pesach to be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Rather, the nidin is about a tsuras haPesach. A doorway must have two mezuzahs and a mashkoif, and if the mezuzahs are not 10 tvachim high, meaning that before the mezuzahs reach 10 tvachim, it already begins to turn and be a dome-shaped, there we do not have the proper tzura of a Pesach. Now the Kesef Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam that the problem is she'ein loy mashkoif. It does not have the mashkoif, which is the top section of the tzuras haPesach. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, why is the problem with the mashkoif? If anything, the problem should be with the mezuzahs, the side parts of the Pesach. And he says, b'mon avshach, if a mashkoif is kosher, even if it's the tzura of a kippah, then even if the mezuzahs are not 10 tvachim high, we have a mashkoif. And if the mashkoif cannot be the shape of a kippah, then even if the mezuzahs are 10 tvachim high, there is no mashkoif over here. Now the Taz in Yerideya Reish Pei Zayin Sif Koton Gimel explains the Rambam. And he says like this. He says, if the mezuzahs are 10 tvachim high, then we have mezuzahs over here. 10 tvachim is the minimum shear of a mezuzah. Then we do have a mashkoif, because we can consider the kippah, the dome-shaped part, we can consider that the mashkoif. However, if we do not have mezuzahs 10 tvachim high, then we have to consider the kippah, the dome-shaped, a continuation of the mezuzahs in order to have the minimum shear of mezuzahs of 10 tvachim. Once the kippah is already called a mezuzah, it's a hemshich of the sides of the Pesach, then it cannot be considered a mashkoif. The lashon of the Taz is kol ha'ikum kechodo chashvinan lei. The Taz says you cannot arbitrarily decide that part of the arch is a continuation of the mezuzahs, and part of it will designate as the mashkoif. The arch has to be either a mezuzahs or a mashkoif. And therefore the Rambam says that if the mezuzahs are not 10 tvachim high, and we have to consider the kippah part of the mezuzahs, then ein loy mashkoif. This doorway does not have a mashkoif. That's what the Rambam means when he says that the problem is that there's no mashkoif, meaning to say because the kippah, we're considering it mezuzahs. Once it's considered mezuzahs, it cannot be considered at the same time also a mashkoif. And this is how the Rambam learns our Gemara. The machlokes Rameir and Chachamim is when there's a regel of gimel tvachim. According to the Rambam, regel gimel tvachim means that the first three tvachim high of the mezuzah is straight. So we already have a haschala of a mezuzah. And then, when it starts to turn into a domed shape, there's machlekes Rameir and Chachamim, can we say chaykekin? Chaykekin will mean that we'll imagine that the doorway is chiseled away to create a vertical mezuzah of 10 tvachim high, and we'll consider it that after 10 tvachim high, where it is a straight mezuzah, only then does it curve to an arched shape, and the rest of it will consider the mashkoif. That's machlekes Rameir and Chachamim. Chachamim hold we do not say chaykekin. Rameir holds we say chaykekin so we can consider it a 10 tvachim mezuzah that's perfectly straight, and only the rest of it curves, and the rest of it will be considered the mashkoif. Now what does it mean in our sugya according to the Rambam, v'ein barach ba'dalet v'yesh ba'lochuk la'ashlima la'arba? According to the Rambam, the question in the sugya is not about the minimum width of the door. According to the Rambam, the Pesach that we're talking about could be very wide. So the Magen Mishnah, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Chof, the Rambam over there is Legabi Hilchas Ervin, and he brings the similar psak the way the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Mezuzah. And the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam like this, that according to the Rambam, Rameir, in order to say Chaykikin, will have an additional Tanai, even though in general, according to the Rambam, a Pesach does not need four tvachim wide. There's no such din, a minimum shear of four tvachim, according to the Rambam. Rather, it's a specific din, according to Rameir, in order to say chaykekin, to say this chiddush that we imagine the Pesach chiseled away, then, Rameir holds, there has to be already haschala of a normal-sized Pesach. A normal-sized Pesach is four tvachim, and there's enough room to chisel away and continue the mezuzah that it should go directly up with the width of 4 tvachim, then Rameh will say his chiddush of chaykikin. But if there's no room to do chaykikin and make it 4 tvachim wide, then we won't be mechadish this new concept of chaykikin, since anyways this Pesach is not a normal sized doorway. This is how the Magen Mishnah explains what 4 tvachim means in Eretz Sugya, according to the Rambam. Al Kaponim, we have a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam in the whole Yisoid of Shar HaMadai. According to Rashi, the Nidin of the Sugya is the minimum size of a Pesach. Not the Tzura and how the doorway has to look, rather what's the minimum opening in order to be Mechayiv in a Mezuzah. As long as it's 4 tvachim wide by 10 tvachim high, no matter what shape it is, according to Rashi, you're Mechayiv in Mezuzah. The Machlokes and Meir Chachamim is if we'll say Chaykikin to allow it, even if it's less than that size, if there's certain conditions, Rameh will say that we can imagine that it's widened into the minimum shear of 4x10. Whereas according to the Rambam, the nidin in the sugya is not about the minimum opening of the doorway, rather it's the tzura of the doorway. A doorway has to have mezuzos, and on top of them a mashkaif. And if it already has mezuzos of 10 tvachim, then even if the mashkaif is in the tzura of a kippah, it can still be considered a mashkaif. But if there are no mezuzahs 10 tvachim high, and we have to consider the kippah as part of the hemshech of the mezuzah, then there'll be a problem that there is no mashkaif. We can't consider the kippah a mezuzah and a mashkaif at the same time. That's the way the Taz explains the Rambam. Now, la halacha, we paskin like the Chachamim, not like our mayor. We do not say chaykikin. However, as far as Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, that's debatable. The Torah brings like Rashi. He brings our sugya the way Rashi understands that the nidin is about the minimum shear of a Pesach. Whereas the Mechaber, Reish Pei Zayin Tziv Beis, quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Now both the Shach and the Taz point out that the Mechaber is going like the Rambam and not like Rashi, and that the Ikar Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam is if that will have a Pesach which the entire thing is a domed shape. From the floor going up, the entire thing is a kippah. And it's more than 4x10 tvachim, which is anyways the normal size. Most kippahs, most entranceways have that minimum shear. It's a very small shear. According to Rashi, it'll be mechuyev in mezuzah l'maisa. Pashas even with the bracha. According to the Rambam, it will be pater. This kippah does not have mezuzahs and a mashkaif. There is no turas ha-pesach over here. And l'maisa, the poskim say, in such a situation of a kippah, a pesach, which the kippah is from the floor going up, to be choshish for shitas Rashi, and to put on a mezuzah without a bracha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.